Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 185, following the feel good year end, last episode of 2017. Hopefully, I save the best for last. If not, there'll be another one in a week. I hope the holidays are going well. You are maintaining balance and focus on your Pro-U to-do list more than the other to-do list that is in thy head. This is always a cool episode for me. Well, I've only done two. But I just remember thinking back on 2016, all the things that had happened that I hadn't planned or strived for. And then the same thing is, you know, a few weeks ago, I was, oh, well, just, you know, last episode, I just get to go ahead. I'm going to be thankful, you know, or here's what I'm thankful for. So I was really looking forward to doing it. And some surprises along the way, which great. I mean, it just makes me think. It just makes me reflect. And I just enjoyed this one because I just thought about, you know, everything, you know, and I just felt all of it as I was recording it. And it just felt good. And I was chatting with a friend, my friend Joe, PYP listener. And I just said, following the feel good. I'm like, well, I just coined that phrase for the last episode. But it's really just 2017 gratitude list. I've been doing that really hard for 4.5 years and healing and feeling better. And I love that I get to be consistent at that. And I get to be consistent at saying on my podcast that I've been consistent being thankful and I've healed and I've gotten better. So here's my list, and just know y'all are on it. So have a safe, happy new year. Remain focused on that which you cannot, on that which you can control, and let go of that which you cannot control. Enjoy. Following the feel good. That was the new kind of Pro-U phrase I came up with chatting with my good friend Joe one day on a Skype session. And I thought, well, I'll just name the last one instead of calling it my 2017 gratitude list, which it is, but it doesn't sound as cool as saying following the feel good. Because if someone asked me, what have you been doing the last 4.5 years? Following the feel good. What's that? Well, making Pro-U choices. What's that? Choices that I have deemed myself worthy of so that I can evolve and become the best me. What's that? Well, and then it would get more and more specific. But following the feel good, if you break it down like that, if I break it down like that on this podcast, make it something simple, sustainable, and it feels good, you're probably more likely to do it. You know, someone says, what's the best piece of, you know, cardio equipment, or what's the best type of cardio? And it's like, well, if you hate running, since someone says, hey, running's the best, it's like, well, you're not going to do it. So that's kind of the point. So following the feel good. Make choices that make you a better you, and you will feel better. Thus, you will probably be more highly likely to be consistent, which is, you know, there it is, success, frequency, and consistency. It was kind of funny, but after my, well, I just thought of like right now, like this is what I'm thankful for. Sat down and, you know, Zen's right underneath my feet at the desk. The sun's kind of coming through the window, so it's hitting him. You know, we went for our run walk this morning and he's chilling and I get to sit here at my desk and do this again. And I enjoy this. And I said, I'm just so thankful for this moment. And then I thought of Zen this morning and he just makes me, there's just these little things in the morning or whenever, you know, just make me smile. And this morning, I don't know, I gave him like his bone or something and he kind of was dancing around with it and playing it with it a little bit. And he's just such a good dog. And we got this little area outside my apartment and it's kind of like a big, you know, the steps come up and there's a big flat area and then you go left or right to kind of a flat open area. And then you go left or right to the apartments on the second floor. And that area, when I first moved in, kind of became my work area. I kind of was standing out there and I made a little mess, but it was kind of, you know, not well kept, not, you know, nice or clean or anything like that. Well, then they came and painted the whole apartment complex. So that was ex-nay on any of that type of thing. But I would go out there and just, you know, sit on the step and let Zen kind of lay on the floor because it's like a big metal gate that you can see through. And one thing I've always wanted, if I moved, I just want to get a balcony. I just love sitting outside and I would let Zen, you know, just leave those doors open all the time for him. Let him just sit out on the balcony when I wasn't home. So I got this dope wooden chairs from a client and table. And I've always loved it. It's made from wood from the rainforest in Belize. And it's like all separate pieces of wood. And they're all different types of wood. It's just ridiculous. So I loved it for years. And one day he goes, hey, you want those? And I was like, yeah. I came home and I put it up in my living room. And then I'm like, well, I'll put one chair here. Okay. And then it's like, okay, I got to store one. And one day I just put it out in that little kind of open area right next to my apartment. And the manager, who's super cool, goes, oh, I like it. Well, it's mine. I put it out there so I get to kind of sit and chill out there. So, you know, kind of just, you know, get more and more comfortable when you live somewhere. And I kind of wanted to then just like, hey, I'm going to open the door and you want to walk out there, walk around that area, go ahead. So he kind of looks at me this morning and I open up the door and he goes walking out there and he's out there for about 5 minutes and I go out there and I check and he's just looking like for squirrels and that whole area kind of became my area and now it's like kind of the front yard or the big porch for my dog. And I was like, that's what I'm most thankful for, Zen. And it's a true story. Immediately it's like, well, what if you're wrong? I started thinking, I go, there's your Catholic guilt. How fantastic is that? I started thinking, well, I can't be most thankful for my dog. I have to have it, you know. I just thought that was very, very funny that that all happened prior to sitting down. So I want to mention this now because I don't know exactly what it meant. But I walked, you know, Zen this morning. I kind of wanted to write down just a list. And I could probably just wing it going, okay, I'm always thankful. Here's all the stuff I'm thankful for. And I could probably do it for an hour. But I'm like, just want to have some kind of order. And, you know, just so I can kind of see it. You know, so I wrote out 10 things. And I'm like, oh, good, I can add that. You know, so it kind of helped me kind of get it out. And just so I could see it. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And I've always kind of been this, like, before I start, it's like, okay. And then 3 hours later, I actually start recording the podcast. I'll like, do this, or I'll do that. And typically when I'm, like, kind of, you know, a little apprehensive or nervous or whatever about it's going to be a tough one, I'm going to bawl or whatever. And this morning, I was like, okay, I got a client at 11, so I got to bring Zen. Typically, we got this little dog park group now at like 10 a.m. but I have to be like 9:30 to 10:30 because I got a client at 11. So I'm like, okay, let me get this, you know, recording going. So let me start. And I'm like, I got, you know, 7 to 9, that'll be easy. And pretty soon 7:15, 7:30, 7:45. I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna do dishes. I'm like, why am I like, and I didn't really, you know, I'm procrastinating. I didn't even think about it. But whilst I was doing the dishes, I go, oh yeah. You know what I didn't put on the top 10 list for being thankful for in 2017? You know what escape my, I mean, I got good ones. I got dope ones. I mean, they're all fantastic, thought out. Going to chat a little bit about each one of them. Very proud of my list. But the one thing that I forgot was that little itty-bitty accident that Zen and I were in and could have died. And, oh, yeah, we're here. Thankful to be alive. So I don't, I think I have to put that one on top. I mean, no matter what, that, I mean, well, I did 3 episodes on it, so obviously it had a major impact on me and my walk and my relationship with my best friend, Zen. I have a coffee cup that says, "Dog is my Zen." Got it from a client, and I love it. But I was unscathed, unscratched, and Zen the same, reunited, witnessed this huge outpouring of love and time and energy for a dog and its owner, and that, you know, the news and getting interviewed and all this attention for Zen. And yeah, the fact that that didn't pop into my head, I don't know if that has any meaning or not. Because I've been, you know, in last, whatever, week or so, just been kind of thinking about, oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to record the last episode. I'm just going to do, like, a gratitude list and, you know, and just would think of something or whatever. I never wrote anything down. But, yeah, thankful to be alive, because then I am able to be here today, right now, with my dog at my feet recording this list. But yeah, very thankful to be alive. And I love my new car. It's a 2016. For whatever reason, just never, you know, oh, I don't need a newer car. I'm fine. I'm, you know, I just never thought. But first time with USB, first time with touchscreen, it's just the dopest car I've ever had. It looks great. It's perfect for Zen and I. So all the good that came post that, okay, I'm rolling. That was the bad part. I didn't know. When I land, I'm like, I'm good. Okay, Zen's alive. And then it was good, 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 better, better. And I'm thankful, and I'm thankful, and I'm thankful. But I love my new car, and I would not have had that had I not gotten to that accident. So here's my 2017 gratitude list. Numero uno, my faith. Now I'm going to expand on that a little bit post the list. Number two has to be my health. You know, Tammy's not here. You know, Madonna, the girl I dated, cancer came back. She's not here. You know, again, a bunch of people that we can all name and think of that aren't here. We're here. So I get to be here. So, yay, that's the first thing. I'm healthy enough to be alive, so I'm thankful for that. Then, hey, you know, podcast is going to turn, 2 years in March. I'm going to turn 53 in March. And it's, I'm pretty amazed where my health is, because there's a balance to it. Like, I'm not the fastest I've ever been. I'm not the strongest I've ever been. I'm not the most flexible I've ever been. None of those things. But I don't have the pain and the tightness that I've said a number of times on the left side of my body. And my knee not being able to bend, or my left side being able to, so tight that I couldn't run. And whenever I would do something with my legs or run, it would be kind of funky, something would be whacked out. So I just, you know, wasn't really training my legs. I wasn't really running. I was just trying to make sure I was, you know, kind of functioning and able to, you know, kind of move and not be in pain. And I just told this to a friend yesterday, but I'm running every morning. Like with Zen, like it just started like, well, I'll just jog a little bit. And then, you know, after the X amount of time of a walk, I go back and, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, that's a little tight or that's a little funky. I always should mellow out, not do it. You know, it's always kind of like this, run a little bit and see what it's like after. And it has just continued to progress. And this is, you know, why I say this. I'm just thankful that I get to run. Like, I'm running because I get to run. I'm running because I can run. I never ran for sports. I never ran at all. I didn't like running for cardio. I just didn't like to run. And when I would try, then it would be like this thing or that thing would be tight or tweaked or pulled or something. And so I know that my body is in this harmonious balance. Like, I can just run, I can run fast, I can come home and just go into the next thing. And I still foam roller, I still do all those things, but I know the feeling I had for 10, 15 years, and I know how my body feels now. And again, I'm getting older just like we all are. So for me to be in, oh, this feels better. Hey, this opened up. Hey, I'm running now. Well, I'm running faster. I'm running longer. Hey, this feels great. And you know, I'm running with my dog, and the first time we get up, you know, it's like 5:36, and it's dark, and it's quiet, and there's no one out, and I'm just running with Zen. You know, I don't do the leash thing. You don't put one on me, I don't put one on him. And we're just running. And I'm like, this is like, I love that. That's like my morning, like, it's filled up. Then I come home, and he's doing these cute things around the house, and he's walking outside, and I'm like, oh, that was that whole thing. But, you know, and then this past year, I started lifting a little heavier again. I mean, I went over my whole fitness, you know, episode of what I'm all doing. But, you know, I'm lifting a fair amount of weight that I haven't in a while. And I'm like, wow, I'm so happy. I get to be in a gym and go, look, I'm doing this. And my muscles are contracting. Like, I feel the muscles, not, ooh, that joint's kind of funky. Ooh, I should go lighter. That's going to hurt tomorrow. I just get to. And that's like the joy of running while I'm running, the joy of working out, the gratitude and the thankfulness I have for doing those things that I, cause I get to, you know, I just remember having this going, okay, a 35-year-old man looks like this. And it was, you know, my father and the neighborhood dads and his friends, or my, you know, uncles, they just all kind of looked the same. And I've yet to ever look like that. And, you know, past 4 or 5 years, I'm starting to look better and feel better, and I'm running, and I'm like, okay, this is cool. So yeah, I mean, it has to be my health. It has to be. You know, I went over the whole, I started being thankful for the things that I don't have and don't have to do, and it always comes down to my health. Like, if I'm 80 and I'm throwing a frisbee on the beach and I can kind of move and catch it, and you know, throwing frisbee on a beach isn't the easiest thing in the world. You got to be a little mobile and a little flexible, and I'll be the happiest dude in the world, no matter what I have, no matter who's with me. I've always said that. Finally, number 3, Zen. Zen, the two of us need look no more. We both found what we were looking for. I'm singing to see if he'd look at me, and he looked at me. And yeah, I wasn't really thinking I was recording, but yeah, I just sang. There you go. Run with that. He's the best. I mean, I look at him and I'm walking with him and I'm like, it's not a person and a dog. It's not an owner and a pet. Brothers is pretty close. Best friends for sure, but now there's just like, I just like, it's a being. Like, I'll just sit there one day in the Zen garden, and he'll just walk by and like, oh, he's thirsty, he's gonna go get some water. He comes by and looks at me, and he keeps walking and goes, and I'm like, it's like having this dude in the apartment, you know, hey, what's up, hey, how you doing? And people are, you know, still people that I meet. Like, we got this 10 a.m. kind of dog park crew. And people will see me talk to Zen. And they're like, dude, that's just, and I'm like, yeah. Spend 20, 22 hours a day with a dog. For, well, again, February, it'll be 2 years. He'll be 3. And you, like I said, it is just And that's why the thought of like not having him, not having that energy, not having all that he brings to my life. And that, you know, I just remember the accent. I just remember going, okay, because that's what he is to me. Just kind of explain how much he means to me. And at that moment, I was like, really? Zen's gone? Was it out loud? And, you know, didn't yell at God, didn't, you know, just like, okay. I didn't ask for a whole lot. I wasn't trying to accomplish a whole lot. And there was a very little I understood. But the one thing I got is that I was supposed to be in Zen's life. So that was my one question. And I'm so thankful that that was my only question in the entire world. Because I knew I was okay. And I'm so thankful. Like the calm, the quiet, the confidence of just being, all right, where's Zen? Let's work on this. Okay, Zen's, all right, I'll go get Zen. All right, I got Zen. That's done. Now what? Nothing. Watch that documentary, Jim and Andy. At the very end, they're like talking to Jim Carrey. About, what are you doing now? Like, nothing. What do you mean? Like, I'm just, and I got it. And people think he's nuts right now, but he's got it. He's just, not doing nothing. I mean, this is just like this thing happening, and I'm kind of watching it. Like, I know for a fact I have not been in control of any of these things that, again, when I remember doing last year's gratitude list, I'm thankful for it. I'm like, I never thought of any of those. I never like, oh, I'm going to work on this. I'm going to try to get this. All these wonderful things that happened, I had no control over. So again, here's that accident happening. And I'm rolling, no control. Zen's gone, no control. How am I going to get Zen back? When am I going to get Zen back? No control. Get Zen back. Okay. I'm just going to fasten my seatbelt and be calm and just ride. Because I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. This is just like a push a button. You start riding, and at one point, the ride ends. If you're bitching and complaining and whining, wishing you were on another ride in a different seat, and all of a sudden it ends, that was your ride. That was it. And there's just like some dope dogs. I gave them like 4 or 5 dogs, sticks, because I go to the beach and I get these, you know, gnarly cool driftwood sticks. And, you know, Zen's always had one. All the dogs are always playing with the one stick, Zen stick. So I got like four or five dogs, sticks. And I was just so thankful that I get to kind of have these relationships now with these dogs. It's just super cool. Milo and Leo and Joker and Buddha, Cupcake. There's a few, and they always kind of keep coming. And they're just his best friends, and they're just, it's just the best, you know, being in that environment now where I kind of go there, and like for an hour I don't do anything and just watch my dog. You know, the beach was cool and I love all doing that, but I don't know, it's just in this place. But again, no matter what dog I'm with or the owner, get to know them, nobody has what I have with Zen. And they're all like, how Zen listens, it's just ridiculous. It's like you just asked your best friend, hey, dude, come here and sit down. Just come over and sit down. What's up? Cool. All right. When you're playing, I don't like you. So then when Zen's not getting attention, he kind of starts grabbing the back of the dog's legs. Because they're fine when it's one-on-one, but if it's 3 or 4 of them, and all of a sudden Zen's on the outside, he's like, I'll get your attention. And I'm like, Zen. And his ears dropped, he comes walking over, and they're like, look at him. He's like, he knows what you're talking about. I go, and I know he knows what he's talking about. I mean, he knows what I'm talking about. But, yeah, I could, you know, I think I did a whole episode on Zen, but I've thought about doing another one. Or I could do a whole episode on Zen. I love that dude. And you know, I was hugging him, crying almost every day, and started saying thank you 10 times to God for him prior to the accident. And since then, since the accident, I now grab Zen once a day and thank God 20 times for Zen. He's sleeping right now. You can tell, can't you? All right. Number four. Drum roll in your head. Pro U Podcast listeners and guests. This kind of ties into five because, again, if I think of like, okay, walk in the house without Zen, it's like, take the podcast out of my life. I'm like, whoa. Everything that happens, I'm like, oh, he's on the podcast. Oh, I can maybe talk to that person. Oh, you know, when I go home, oh, I got to, you know, it's always on my mind. I think about it, the relationships, you know, that I've formed and the effect I've had on people and the effect that people have had on me and just the whole, you know, it's like I'm in the eye of this wonderful tornado that is this podcast. And it's, I'm like, that would be such a void if I did not have the podcast. And the interaction I've had with you listeners, like not even knowing people, and then all of a sudden we're Skyping, and it's, I'm just humbled by that. Like I keep telling people, like in the moment, I'm like, do you see this? I am just thankful that I get to be this guy and participate in this moment and witness you. I say it all the time. I just dig being me right now. And I didn't always dig being me. Part of being me is, you know, people coming in to my, you know, home, the Zen Garden, my studio, and just opening up their lives and sharing stuff and, like, you know, always thankful, always, always thankful. So the people that share, listeners, guests, means so much. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I kind of thought one day, it's like, wow, I haven't talked about whatever in a while. And I was like, and I just stopped and I went, it seems like I talked about certain things, people, for a little while, and then it was done. Like when you face that fear and you're like, well, do you talk about that fear? Well, no, why? Well, I faced it. It's done. And I was like, I'm going to read something that this listener wrote, but he's episode a while ago, something about my sister. And I was like, wow. And it just brought back. And I was like, oh, that's so, I don't know, just trippy to think back to that time. Like, oh yeah, and then I thought, oh, when I was bringing out those cards and I was blah, 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 and I was like, oh, yeah, that's done. Just like that. That's exactly what I thought. I went, that's done. And I went, well, that was healing. So when I'm talking and I'm sharing and I'm like, I'm going to talk about this, you know, okay, y'all are my therapists. That's what happens in the therapy office. You know, I mean, they're great, but they're not magical. You know, they listen and you talk and you talk and you get things out. And sure, they point some things out and they guide and they direct, but you're getting those things out. Number one, artist way, read the book. And when it was out, I wasn't holding it in. I wasn't carrying it. The weight of it no longer had an effect on my walk. So it was much more efficient to walk. So I just kept walking. I didn't care why I was walking better. I was just feeling dope because I was walking better. And I've said this a bunch of times. Isn't it funny how as I healed, as I got certain people out of my life physically, I got better? If I was 20, 30, whatever, then I'm like, well, how do you correlate? But I'm like, I'm 52, and I'm physically getting better. And I didn't, you know, take any magic pills. That's something that I just have never forgotten. When I got the yuck out, no matter what the yuck was, I flew better. I allowed myself to become a better me. I became my audience. I became the voice. I became the only critic that mattered. And I have always liked me. I just doubted what that meant because others judged, critiqued, or whatever. So again, following the feel good. So I was one of the things I thought, and I thought about this a while ago. I was like, I gotta do a podcast just telling the listeners that I'm thankful. Cause it's like, sharing, like when I went to the solo pods, like, what am I gonna talk about? I'm not bringing that up. I'm not gonna talk about that. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna talk about that. I'm gonna share that. It's like, that was freaky, kind of scary. And I'm like, yeah, but now what? I'm like, oh yeah, it's done. That's gone. I'm not holding in feelings and emotions about any of the stuff on any prior episode. It's all out, gone, done. And I'm like, well, I owe you all thank you for that. I mean, I don't know if I get down X amount of listeners, they go, hey, knock on your door. You're about to be fired. I don't think that's really ever going to happen. But I know I have listeners. And I know I have people that kind of continue to kind of follow this journey that is now kind of Zen in me. But to me, it just popped one day. I'm like, I get it. Like, part of reaching out on the Sunday morning messages was just like, look, I'm kind of hurting. I want to share some stuff. Maybe me trying makes me feel better. Maybe me trying makes you feel better. Maybe you feeling better makes me feel better. So here I am again, sharing, totally believing I'm supposed to be doing what I'm doing. There's no question about that. No gray at all. I know what I'm supposed to be doing, so I'm doing that. That's not hard to figure out. But the healing. And that was, you know, this is, you know, February, March will be the end of, you know, be a, you know, podcast turning two. So it was that year two when I was like, oh. The solo pods, the opening up, talking about all those things. That's how I healed. Help me heal. I'm like, well, that's on the list. Cause that's huge. You know, I get to do this. I enjoy this. This fills me up. I get to help people. I get to feel better. And oh, by the way, I healed. Number six. I don't think I've ever been, like, thankful for my home. I don't think I've ever said that. I mean, I owned one. I live in, you know, a ton of different places. But the physical inside, I'm super thankful for. I mean, the majority of the things in the Zen Garden I made, and I'm thankful for that. That ability, that opportunity, I just dig that. And, like, I like how it feels. I like how it looks. There's, like, 60-some frames hanging. You know, I got a ton of driftwood rising up all over. You know, I got stones. It's just a beach in here. And, you know, I'm a block off of Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. And, you know, I've lived with a female partner a few times. Always had dope pads, always cool, always. But this is all mine now. And I got to kind of go nuts. I mean, I got a ton of face stones all over, and then I'm like, okay, that's too many. And this and that, and I make that. And I was like, I'm going to take all that out. I'm going to change it. So over the course of these, I mean, I just put stuff in it. I got a picture. I was going to post these. I got these two pictures of, like, I moved in, I put my stuff up, what I had. And it was just so, I was like, all right, cool, I can do it. And I look back and I'm like, oh my God, it's just so bare. And it's not sad, but it just reminds me that whole time. Well, you look now in my, again, I call it the Zen Garden, like a studio, a work, I'm going to have a workbench. you know, I mean, I'm working in the kitchen and at the workbench, which is the little room outside of that, and, you know, new stuff coming in and changing and laying around, and but it's neat, organized, feels great. People trip when they come in, and, you know, that was the first time I had nothing really creative going on. And I walked out the front door, stopped, turned, pivoted, turned, looked inside my apartment, and I said, I'm thankful for my home, roof over my head. I remember that. That was a big moment for me because I started sensing the healing. Because I literally wasn't going, hey, you know, I should stop once I got a foot out the door and I should pivot, make a 180 and say, hey. No, none of that was planned, but it was sincere. And it was honest. And I liked that feeling. Thank you for my home. This roof over my head that has been there for the last year and a half. And then I turned and I kept walking. I was like, okay. Like I just put a foot one step higher on the mountain. I went, all right. There you go. Now you know this is possible. Now you know you can do that. Now you know what's important. I told two people last night. I said, you know, isn't it funny that thing I've heard where you don't want what you have and you want what you don't have? Majority of us. You know, the thing you have, you don't really want because you want that other thing. You really want that thing you don't have. And you don't really want that thing you do have. I spun that. And when I started just loving what I had, being crazy thankful for what I had, it just became better, became more important. I started kind of glowing, and then I loved it more, and then it's like it got better, so then I became more thankful, and ta-da. So it's not the box. They're all just boxes. And you get a bigger box, and you put more stuff in it, but it's the open space where I get to create. And just freely create and hang anything I want anywhere. And like, you walk in here and you like you just go, okay, this is this guy's soul. That's how I feel. If you walked into the Zen garden, you go, all right, this guy put his soul into this place. When you walk in, you feel him. You feel his path. You feel where he's walked. And you feel what he's doing right now. Number 7. This is something like I remember like at the Excalibur, I worked like 5 to 10, 6 nights a week. And I remember saying, I love that. And I remember saying to someone, hey, we'll pay you X amount more, but you got to come in early. Or no, I'm good right here. I make enough money and I got till 5 o'clock free every day. Like, that's fantastic. So I always thought those things in terms of non-monetary rewards or achievements that you've achieved. Well, my ability to go to the beach and do my art with Zen and meet the people I've met and have the conversations I've had. Again, I mean, it's hard not to put that at number one. Like at any time, I can go, boom, let's go. My best friend hops in the car, drive a half hour, get out. He goes his way. I go mine. Once in a while, I throw a stick, bounce some stones. He gets in a couple pictures, a video. And it's just amazing. Like, that's what I'm like. I don't have any travel plans. I've been a bunch of places. I've been different beaches, different countries, different states. I'm like, yeah, I got it good. And I can drive there. That's just like I said. It's like people, oh, it's you. Well, I moved here, so I get to drive to the beach. And it costs me gas. And most places I can park for free. But my life has developed in such a way where it is located logistically here, close to, and I have access to, but I also have the opportunity and ability to, and I think that that just doesn't happen. I mean, I've just, it's created. I want to follow a more spiritual path at the age of 52, and I was gifted more time. And with that more time, I definitely spent more time at the beach with Zen, and I loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. And I met, this is the story. I met a ranger, my new place, new beach. Leo Carrillo is a beach that I've been to, and I think I brought Zen there once or twice, but it's not really a dog beach. Well, I found out from a dog owner that if you go to the north part of that, it's, you know, pretty much a dog beach, but you got to have him on a leash. And I met him one day on the weekend, and it was pretty crowded, and there were dogs there. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And I go, well, I'm going to go there one day during the week. And I went to the far end where they just kind of surf. Well, that surfing break is called Heavens, and I didn't know that. And if I've been there six times, probably four, I've been the only person with Zen and then surfers. So when you make a stone stack and you're taking pictures and there's surfers in the background, to me, it just makes it better. So I just love that. And a couple times there's people down there and they've been super cool. But this one time this girl comes running up and I think I see Kelly and her dog Cowboy. And she's like, oh, I bring my dog to beach every day. And we were chatting for a little bit. I'm like, wow, you get there every day? And she goes, well, actually, I live right there. And I'm like, what? And she's like, well, it's not my house. She goes, I just live there. I'm a ranger. That's the property. And I'm like, I go, isn't that great? And she goes, yeah, I don't make that much money. She goes, but she goes, I waited 5 years to get that location. And this is, you know, north of Malibu. It's amazing. I'm like, you live on this beach. And I'm like, oh my. It was like, again, what she had achieved. And it wasn't monetary. So that's the thing that, you know, where I am. Like, what do I get to do? You know, and do I love doing it? Yes, I love doing it, and I get to do it. And the people, you know, they're just, everybody's cool about my art. You know, typically the people with dogs are, you know, got cool dogs, so they're cool with Zen, and it's just warm and friendly, following the feel good. It kind of ties into number eight, which is just that, my freedom. I don't have a boss, haven't had a boss, you know. Quit teaching at Crunch. Didn't really have a boss there, but, you know, obviously, you had someone in charge. But the ability to go wherever I want, whenever I want, do whatever I want without answering to anybody has not always been there. And when it was there intermittently, it wasn't a good thing. It was big and scary and unfamiliar. But that whole, hey, you know, I'm liking me alone. When I got there, I was like, okay, I'm kind of happy. And then I'm like, well, I'll get a dog. So all those things moved along going, wow, this is all new to me. Me being alone, me being content alone, calm alone, no white noise, no voice. I can just sit here. I remember this moment when I walked in the house one day. It was before Zen and my screensaver was on. I didn't turn on any lights, but I'm just kind of sat in my desk chair and I just kind of vegged watching my screensaver. And I was like, I just come in, turn all the lights on, TV, noise, stimuli, turn it on. And here I was, like, I'm just going to sit here. And these little moments of just peace and serenity and calm. Like when I go, Zen is one of my favorite words. I call my place Zen Garden. I have a frame I made of a photo I made where I wrote Zen in the sand. Those weren't all like, oh, I'm going to have this picture and I'm going to hang it in my Zen garden and I'm going to get a dog named Zen. They were all totally at different times. But it's because, you know, that's what I'm yearning. And that word, if you go feng shui, it's like, well, a bunch of stuff I don't really understand in feng shui or don't get or don't even believe in. But how does this place make you feel? To me, that part of feng shui I get. And Zen is that I want to feel Zen. Come into my home. You'll feel Zen. You'll feel it from my dog. You'll feel it from me. You'll feel it from my home. You'll feel it from what's on the walls. And, you know, you'll just, you know, so it's like that's just a lot to me, you know, is achieving this all-around zen-ness in my life. And I was talking to someone about, you know, when you're a younger child and you just want the freedom, you just want the freedom, then you get all this freedom and you're like, wow, a lot of responsibility comes with this freedom. So it's like when you break up, you're like, okay, you can do anything you want. You're like, oh, I'm frozen. I don't want to leave. It's too big. It's too scary. So the fact that I love the dynamics of my life, you know, I got me here. So this is kind of, all these kind of tie in at the end. 9. I kind of just said, I am the Mexican fisherman. Parable I read a ton of times. Gist of it. Businessman comes, hires this dude to take him out fishing, takes him out fishing, has a great day, comes back, and he tells the Mexican fisherman, he's like, you know, you bought some more boats, hired some people, you make a ton of more money. And he's, the Mexican fisherman's like, well, then what? And he's like, well, then you could expand and you could do this, but you'd have to move, but this, da-da. And he kind of went through these 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different steps to get to the point where he looked at the Mexican fisherman, and he's like, yeah, then you could retire. And the Mexican fisherman says, and do what? And the businessman paused and said, well, what you're doing now. And I thought, that's me. Semi-retired. You know, I don't have a huge job, a ton of hours, but I stay active, I stay healthy, I stay balanced, I stay peaceful, I stay zen. I still do not know why I would change anything I'm doing. And the longer I've done, which I will get to the point of that, is I'm going to keep doing it. I mean, if I've been doing it and going, okay, it's fine now, well, I'm still fine, well, I'm still okay, well, where's the bad? Why would I change it? I mean, everybody can complain. I mean, if you want me to complain about something, I can do it, but my good, I will take as is status quo for as long, I said it at 50. I'm going to do this, me, I'm going to do me. 50 more minutes, weeks, months, years if I get it. But I'm going to do so 2 years later, almost 3 years later, I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep doing this. But when it was getting slower and the income was dropping and I had more and more time and more and more time to think, it was like, well, you started questioning. What about now? What about now? And I'm like, well, where's the bad? And I'm like, well, there's nothing. I'm like, and that got easier and easier and easier. I'm like, well, now I've been doing that for like 2, 3 months. I'm like, oh. Which will lead me to number 1, faith. After I say 10. Number 10 on my gratitude list for 2017. And again, this is not in order of importance. That was really hard to do. But there are a few people that I just wanted to kind of just say a little special thank you to. I mean, I thank my guests, so that's just, I want to cover everybody. I don't want to leave anybody out. When I was kind of making this list, these are the names that kind of popped into my head. Joe has been a listener for a long time, and he went through some stuff, and he reached out to me, and then we Skyped, and now I just consider him like a little brother, and he's sending me updates, and he's kicking ass. And then one of his friends messaged me that the whole thing Joe went through affected him, and how much he loved Joe for what Joe had done without Joe knowing it, just walking his path, you know, when they were kids. So all these people were kind of chiming in about Joe's success. And then Joe posted this Facebook post, which I read. And dudes made me cry more than anybody. But the last time, you know, we just emailed each other was probably like 2 days ago. You know, I mentioned his friend and he told me a couple more things. And I thought, I got to mention Joe. You know, if you take the people out of your life that are supposed to be in your life on paper And you go, okay, who's participating? Who wants to, you know, experience some of my good that I'm sharing? Here are some people. You know, I can lead everybody to water, but can't make them drink. And some people drink, some people stay, and I'm shouting the same stuff from the street corner, and they pitch a tent, and they just hang out, and I love it, love it, love it, love it. So I'm very thankful for Joe's healing, for his courage, for his sharing. And he's a special dude, because now he's realizing he's affecting people, and he's not even trying to. He's affecting people, and he's not even trying to. A little lesson for all of us in there. Never know who's watching. Never know who you're affecting. And when you get through your little battle and you look around, you might see a couple people that were really moved by your fight. Nico, longtime listener, and he has shared just some wonderful emails with me. And it's actually one of his I'm going to share here today. But again, just never met him. He came to California, actually, and we were going to try to hook up, but it didn't happen. But, you know, again, just basically a stranger to me and listening and sends me an email. And, you know, he goes on this pro-you journey and he shares. I'm like, oh, this is like the coolest stuff in the world that I get to participate in. But it takes these type of people, these individuals, because there's a bunch of people that don't want to share, don't want to Skype, don't want to talk about anything, don't want to ask for help. Breaks my heart, but that's the majority. Here are the minority. I had an online client that was just really special, and her name was Madeline. And we're not in touch at the moment, but she excelled beyond all of her expectations, which just filled my heart with joy. And we used to chat every Monday, and I used to call them Magic Mondays, because by the end, she was making me smile, and I knew she was smiling. And I just looked forward to that. Like, I looked forward to our conversations. But when someone, again, another stranger, opens up and shares, and then, you know, has battled and been to therapy a bunch of times, a bunch of different therapists, and together we get to a place where she's never been, a vista she's never seen, a perspective and clarity she's never experienced. And then she gets good at it, and then she does it more, and before you know it, she's following the feel good. Like, again, just joy in my heart. And people like that, just very, 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 very thankful for. Shane Nickerson is a client friend of mine, but he's just been a champ. And he's the one that sent the film crew to capture the little thank you meet and greet. And he just texted me this morning and said, I'm going to try to get you that Zen piece by Christmas. Because his company got really busy and shooting two new shows. And I'm like, it's okay that you're not taking time out to finish that little documentary short he was shooting. But he's just such a good dude, a good husband, a good father, an amazing person, and he's a giver, and he's just been an awesome dude. But he showed me the rough cut, you know, probably 3 weeks after the accident. So probably, you know, October-ish. And then that's when they got crazy busy. So it's a pre-thank you for that. But he's just been a special dude this year, and he cared a lot about Zen. And when he said, hey, would you mind if I sent a film crew with you? Again, this year, the accident, which I almost forgot to mention. People, you know, and he drove up there that day by himself. And I didn't even know it until like 4 days later. But he's like, yeah, I just drove up there, thought I'd look around. And I was like, I didn't even know you did that. Like, great dude, great dude. This cat I trained, and then he went to work in Paris, Scotty Mosier. And we have remained close, and it's just meant the world to me. And he's just a great dude. And I was very thankful for his friendship. He's got one of those brains I dig and voices I like hearing. And the last text he sent me, he said, don't change. Meant a lot. Scotty McCotty. Love that dude. Long time friend, long time client, guest of the podcast, Ernie Walker. Her and her family have been kind of part of the podcast since the get-go, and she's been part of my life for a very long time, and we're actually on a break right now. But she has just been a very important person to me, like a little sister. And then I met her mother, and I got to know their family. And then this just goes to the next person, but her brother Brett became a listener. Never met him, never chatted with him. And that dude has almost tied Joe for making me cry. But an outstanding man, person, friend, and his ability to write and share is, he's just brilliant. And I really try to be like Brett. He's written before that he's doing pro-you things, and there's a bunch of me that wants to be more and more like Brett. So I thank you, Ernie, for being you, and I thank you, Brett, for being you. Connor, the guest a while back, and I just ran into him yesterday. And I ain't seen him since the podcast episode. He started training at another gym. And he's the one I told about the Mexican fisherman, because he's kind of pursuing this spiritual path as well. It's just kind of trippy to see him, but I remember, like, okay, that was a moment when he came in the gym and he said, I had a dream. Like, again, to go, I'm going to do this spiritual path. And I have no clue what that means. But then look at this year and look at these moments and look at these events and these people. And when I saw him, we hugged. And he's like 26. He's like so much younger than me. But there's like a, you know, kindred kind of spirit there. But it was just super cool. And I'm, you know, there's probably, I could go back over the list and thank more and more people. But those are the people that came to mind. Last but not least, Sir Hardwick. That dude, well, he's impressive as hell. I mean, I do not get how someone does what he does. I don't get it at all. And achieve what he achieves. And works out like he works out. And has gotten married to an amazing woman as an amazing mother, and he just continues to become a better him. So our relationship, our friendship has just continued to grow. And, you know, Chris, can I do the podcast? Yep. So I gotta thank him for that. You know, he gave me the go ahead to do that, but I've just enjoyed being in that dude's life. You know, we been at different locations, different gyms, and like it's just one of those things where I'm like, wow, you know, go 13 years, and it's just been awesome. You know, you spend 3 hours, I don't spend 3 hours a week with very many people, but 3 hours a week every week almost with that cat, and you know, you see and hear just some super cool things. So I've just cherished our friendship and how close him and I have become. And it's just cool because I just say whatever I say to him. Like, it's never changed because, you know, didn't even know who he was. I mean, he wasn't really anybody 13 years ago. He was post-singled out, and I didn't know what that was, and he was just a boyfriend of a girl I was training. I talked to him that way as I talk to him now. So that's what's kind of great, is that's never, ever, ever changed. But I think that's one of the things he knows he's going to get from you. I'm just going to tell you what I think, and you got to be a better you, so do this or do that. Don't do that. But these days, that cat impresses me. He's taught me a lot. He's showed me a lot. And what he has achieved. I mean, I got two failed marriages, and his marriage is awesome, and his wife is awesome, and they're awesome together. He's got an awesome relationship with his mother, and you know, he's just done a lot, and he has got one of the biggest hearts in the world. I'm pretty sure I got him locked in on episode 200, and that's what we'll talk about. But he does. He just cares. He really, really, really cares to a point, you know, where it's a fault. But all right, this is bringing it around back to number one. So my faith, you know, being Catholic, altar boy, baptized, Christian, baptized, church, Bible study, men's group, a lot of religion. And got to a, I mean, it was like getting to this place, like, I have to be the judge and jury of everything. Okay, this is what you're going to feel, and this is what you're going to do about your religion. And the religion part was just being more spiritual. Like, I didn't ever carry a Bible around. I didn't really know that much. I just knew I didn't really feel good, and how would that ever affect anybody? But as I felt better, I started going, okay, well, here's my grasp. This is what I believe. This is what I'm going with. And it helped me, you know, and then it made me feel better, and then I would share that. So, you know, people have said this a lot of times, like when I did my kickbox cardio class, I talked about the same stuff, you know, yelled it over music, but a lot of people go, you know, that's my church. And I'm like, cool. And they're like, you're probably the closest thing I have to church. I'm like, cool, great. That's fun. I love hearing that. That's what you get from it, then yay. But I'm not, you know, trying to be judge or jury on anybody. I'm just sharing my experience. And one tattoo I got 5 years ago, walk by faith, not by sight. And I started experiencing, if I'm thankful, I'll get through this. If I'm thankful, I'll get more. If I'm thankful, I'll realize I have enough. If I'm thankful, I'll gain clarity. If I'm thankful, what I'm thankful for is going to get better. If I'm thankful, I'll heal. And all that happened. But I was still like, yeah, but am I supposed to be with the girl? Am I supposed to, what am I supposed to do when I grow up? Should I, you know, should I be on TV? Should I get back into, you know, is this, what am I going to? And that's where I just got tired. I mean, not drastically, but that's at 50. I said, you know, the things I feel good about are kind of like spiritual things, just feelings, emotions, mental, emotional things. And I'm not out there trying to, you know, be this squirrel gathering a bunch of nuts. So I'm just going to try to do that a little bit more focused and specific when I turn 52. And again, did not really know what that meant. But that got better. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to withdraw my attention giving to the female sector. Cut out porn and just try to like be really happy in the moment. How are you now? How are you now? When I would think of the dumb neighbor, I'd be like, are you bored? What's wrong? If he swings at you, you got a duck, then you get to think about him. But until then, shut up. Like, I was just how are you right now? How are you right now? How are you right now? And it just got better and it just got better and it just got better. Well, this has happened before. Like a real moment of money stressing me out. Well, here's money. Here's the exact amount that I need. And I'm like, that's amazing. A while back, 2 years ago, I loaned a good friend money. Didn't get the money back. Didn't get all the money back. right around that same time, I had a client who was investing in Star Wars dolls. And he was like, oh, I'm a bunch of debt, don't have the cash, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, give you some cash and you do it, and then, you know, split it however you want. So the amount the dude did not pay me back was $2,500. The amount I made investing with that dude until he was not my client anymore, which is that same time period, $2,500. Same amount. And it was easy to let go of that friend because of him not, him choosing to not repay a personal loan. But it was a statement of where, who he was. Like, what, well, took me a very, very long time to find out who you were. But I would rather find out that today than tomorrow. And if it cost me $2,500 to find out that that's who you are, okay, great. And I was fine because it wasn't like it was taking it out. I just wasn't getting it back. I was already moved on without it. And he had a problem gambling anyway, so him not having to pay $2,500 back was nothing because he was in a big financial hole and he was crashing. So, but, you know, I never had a bunch of money, so I never borrowed him money and it never came up. But when it did come up, the potential for him to show me who he truly was. He chose not to repay me. I was like, okay. But one of the things that made it easier, like, you know, it's funny how I just made that same amount of money over here. And I can't be in control of that. Like, how am I going to find an investment run? And that was like 2 months I made $2,500. It was a drastic amount. And poof, the exact amount. So, you know, clients were getting slower. Clients were getting, you know, fewer. Income was going on. And I mentioned times on the podcast going, well, I want to be more spiritual. I would assume more time alone would be a more spiritual path than, hey, a bunch of clients getting busier, really stressed and hectic. I have no idea what that would do to benefit me spiritually. But it was realizing that, going, well, this is what you asked for. This is part of it. This is, you know, deal with it. And I was in my head a lot and had more time. And it's like, yeah, but, you know, the whole money thing. And it was like, well, you have some savings. You could take a little bit of that. And I was like, wow. That was like a conversation I had to have. You have savings. You get to go in there and take some out if you are stressed or if you need some. You can, I'm like, wow, you know, you go X amount of time with not having savings and then you get savings. Like, don't ever touch it. And it's like, well, why is it there? Is she dying? It's still there. You know, it's like all these things again built in my head. So, you know, I took a little bit out and I kind of made this plan going, look, you're fine. Like, you will learn what you need to learn. And if you, like, run out of money and are in debt and you don't have money for food, then make a decision a little prior to that to change your income. But you're not even close to that. So just shut. And that was the conversation. And it seemed like that was a month. But then the next month, I was like, well, I got through that. Like, I kept going. I'm fine. Like, I didn't have to go into savings. It was just, you know, the clients are like, it's a little slower, people are traveling, fewer sick, and, you know, so it just became just a slower time, but it's like, how am I, I'm still fine. I'm like, go to the beach again. You know, it's like, and I was like, I was just learning. Like, these grooves were like, okay, grind this in, you're fine. It's good. You're good. You got it great. Go to the beach. Play with your dog. Have fun. You get to. And then one day I got a wild hair because I'd heard people talking. I called this dude at the gym going, hey, I want to throw $2,000 into Bitcoin. And this guy's got a big brain. He was on the podcast, Phil. And it took forever. It was like the security was getting upped right at this time. This is like probably 3 months ago. And it was like, okay, you know, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Ether, something like that. There's like three different ones. He's like, you know, we'll put, you know, 1,200 in this one, 600 in this one, 200 in this one, blah, 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 blah. And it took like almost 2 weeks. I was just feeling horrible because I called him to meet him like four times just to get this thing logged in and signed up. And I'm like, I'm just kind of putting this in there going like, if it just goes nowhere, okay. Yeah, it's not going to kill me. And if it does something, then I just, you know, yay. Last week, I took out that $2,000 original. Because I'm like, well, there you go. That'll help me. November, December, or December, January. Why I was able to take that out is because what I left in there. And this morning, it was $5,400. So my two went six. I took out two. There's four left in, and that four is now $5,300. And you probably heard about it, but it's like been just now. I saw Netflix. There's two documentaries, and there's this thing where something else happened, and now it's going bigger, and it could just. And I'm like, wasn't sitting there rolling around in cash, trying to be diversified with my financial portfolio. But I was like, well, here's this too. What if I, at that time, and it was starting to get slow, and, you know, income had been slow. So it wasn't like I was booming with money, but it was like, and then I thought, well, that money's not real. I was talking to, you know, Phil and a couple people at the gym. We're like, yeah, it's just growing. It's like, oh, wee, like Monopoly money. Oh, yay, look, I got a bunch of property. Whoopee. I'm like, but if I take my original two out, then it's real. Well, I took my original two out. I'm like, well, there you go. And I was like, see, I'm not that good. There's no way I could predict that. There's no way I could be like, oh, okay. See, when it gets slow, I'm going to invest in Bitcoin because I've been researching it, and I know that that's the moment it's going to blow up. Because now it's like, oh, don't invest. It's too much. Well, that's too high. Don't, you know, whatever. But almost, my friend said, did you do that on your own? I go, no, I got a smart dude. But the timing, I mean, you know, my income has been dropping. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, it was just the perfect time to buy the Bitcoin. That's all it was. Timing on my side, it wasn't like, well, I made this, or I heard, well, before this happens, or it was just like, hey, Phil, will you help me? Boom. And now I'm sitting there going, 3 months later going, that is the most amazing thing. Because the only thing I was kind of tripping on is like, I'm fine. I'm not, you know, I'm not in debt. I got, you know, money. I'm good. Just the income's down. I'm like, okay, you're fine. And I was like, yeah, but there was nothing else in my life I would change. Like, well, here's some money. Now just, it just makes me go, okay, there's something else in charge, or someone else driving the car. You just got to fasten your seatbelt. You just got to ride and be thankful. You've been doing that for almost 5 years. I'd keep doing it. You're healthier. You're running. You just made a bunch of money at Bitcoin. You have no idea what you're doing. That just happened. You get to go to the beach a lot. You have an amazing dog. You get to make stuff in your house on your workbench called the Zen Garden. I just keep doing what you're doing. I just keep following the feel good, Tom. So that's what I did. I just kept following the feel good. I'm going to read this. This is from Nico. Nico just sent this to me. Wow. I'm writing this just moments after listening to the end of Path of Most Resistance, part two. I'm struggling to put words into emotions, but we'll try to keep it short and sweet. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love that. Three thank yous. It's my thing for sharing these emotions. I sat in quiet in my living room and listened. I thought I was going to make it through without crying, but Tammy's words shook me to my core. Be the real you. I bawled my eyes out. And unfortunately, I don't cry that easy, despite being an empath. Thank you for that too. I came to realization myself this month, putting into practice my pro-you ways. Love that I need to be the best real me and stop trying to fit into the mold of what I think others or society thinks I should be. Maybe a lot of the fear we're fighting is simply genetic lizard brain fear from our tribal days as a race. But what matters most is just embracing this message of being our true selves, whatever we deem that to be. So again, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Know if you only happen to have one listener, that listener is me. Even if I only get to the episode when I'm supposed to. Ha ha ha. Nico. So I think that's kind of a great way to end. Like, that's what I'm thankful for. A dude like that, just a listener, going, hey, I listened to this episode and I wanted to share this with you. And I'm like, there you go. I somehow have made the pro-you choices to get to that place where that is a moment in my life that I get to experience, feel, and share, and then have others do the same. And I would think that is something that I've achieved and I'm very, very proud of and I'm very, very, very thankful for. So if you're having any questions, doubts, fears, anything in your life, just start being thankful, as weird as that may sound. Thankful for what you have, because I have built upon that, all that I have, at 52, almost 53. And all that I'm thankful for is all that I've built upon being thankful for. And it just keeps going and going. And I get to do this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because you, my little vanilla cupcakes of love, my listeners, you are worth it. First one of the year, I'm thankful. If you've made it every one, I'm thankful. And if you're somewhere in between, I'm still very thankful for you. And I'm glad that you've taken advantage of this pro-you moment to experience what focusing on you is really like. Albeit uncomfortable, unfamiliar, you are worth it. So if we can sit on the floor and cross our legs, we'll begin to control that which we can. You cannot sit on the floor, cross your legs. No worries. Glad you're here. Find somewhere to sit. Close your eyes. We're going to begin with bringing the inhale through the nose. Exhale out the mouth. I'm just going to slow it down. Experience it. Elongate it, lengthen it, deepen it, so we can stay connected, mind to body, makes us present, navel tucked into the spine, shoulders over the hips, neutral neck. These are the thoughts in your mind, occupying the space between your ears. Something else jumps in, it's okay, just kick it out. Move back to being connected in this pro-you moment. You'll do that as best you can for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Congratulations. Another successful Pro You moment. Well, I love that I get to say the same thing every time. I love that I'm right about it every time. But I end the year being thankful. I begin the year being thankful. I begin each day being thankful. I've continued to heal. I've continued to evolve by simply being thankful. It's taken a long time. I've had to undo a lot of things. I've had to remove a lot of things. My world is small. My path is straight. Not a lot of gray, not a lot of yellow. And it is all I would want for anyone. And if you think about January 1st, I'm going to get in shape, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to eat better, I'm going to exercise, I'm going to... It just seems like so much. And if you were to think simply, I'm going to be thankful. And here I am before you. Long enough to know that I have grown and healed by keeping it simple, keeping it small, controlling which I can, letting go that which I cannot. Being thankful for that which you have will become a large stone in your foundation that you will be able to build upon forever. That I promise. Deem yourself worthy. Happy New Year. Be safe. Peace and God bless.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.